The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, text number 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavan api visvatma viditva kamsajam vayam yadunam nija natanam yogamayam samadishat. Bhagavan api visvatma viditva kamsajam vayam yadunam nijanatanam yogamayam samadishat. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, api also visvatma, who is the super soul of everyone, viditva, understanding the position of the yadus and his other devotees, kansajam, because of kans, bayam, fear, yaduna, of the Yadus, Nijanatanam, who had accepted him, the Supreme Lord, as their supreme shelter, Yogamayam, unto Yogamaya, the spiritual potency of Krishna, Samadhishat, ordered as follows. Translation, to protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead, Vishvatma, the super soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Translation, please repeat. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead, Vishvatma, the supreme soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The words Bhagavan api visvatma viditva kamsajam bayam are commented by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Bhagavan Swayam is Krishna. Krishna is true Bhagavan Swayam. He is Vishvatma, the original super soul of everyone, because his plenary portion expands as a super soul. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 3. Kshetram gyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetri subharatam. Lord Krishna is the Kshetragya, or the Supersoul of all living entities. He is the original source of all expansions of the personality of Godhead. there are hundreds and thousands of plenary expansions of Vishnu, such as Sankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. But here in the material world, the Vishvatma, the Supersoul for all living entities, is Shirodakshaya Vishnu. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1861, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Ridase Arjuna Tisthati. The Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of all living entities, O Arjuna. Krishna is actually Visvatma by his plenary expansion as Vishnu Tattva. Yet because of his affection for his devotees, he acts as Supersoul to give them direction. Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivisto Matak Smritir Gyanam Poharancha. The affairs of the Supersoul pertain to Shirodakshaya Vishnu. But Krishna took compassion upon Devaki, his devotee, because he understood her fear of Kamsa's persecution. A pure devotee is always fearful of material existence. No one knows what will happen next, for one may have to change his body at any moment. Tathadehantara prapti. Knowing this fact, a pure devotee acts in such a way that he will not have his life spoiled by being obliged to accept another body and undergo the tribulations of material existence. This is bhayam, or fear. Bhayam dvitiya vinivesataha syat, Bhagavatam 11.2.37. This fear is due to material existence. Properly speaking, everyone should be alert and fearful of material existence. But although everyone is prone to be affected by the ignorance of material existence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always alert to the protection of his devotees. Krishna is so kind and affectionate toward his devotees that he helps them by giving them the intelligence by which to exist in this material world without forgetting him, even for a moment. The Lord says, Tesham evanukampartam aham agyanajam tama nasayamyapma bhavasto jnana deepena bashvata. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Bhagavad Gita 10.11. The word yoga means link. Any system yoga is an attempt to reconnect our broken relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are different types of yoga, of which bhakti yoga is the best. In other yoga systems, one must undergo various processes before attaining perfection. But bhakti yoga is direct. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 6.47, Yoginam api sarvesam magatin antaratmana shradavan bhajate jo mam same yuktatamo mata. Of all yogis, he who always abides with me in great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. For the bhakti yoga yogi, a human body is guaranteed in his next existence, as stated by Lord Krishna. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brasto Bijayate. Yoga Maya is the spiritual potency of the Lord. Out of affection for his devotees, the Lord always stays in spiritual touch with him. Although otherwise his Maya potency is so strong that she bewilders even exalted demigods like Lord Brahma. Therefore, the Lord's potency is called Yogamaya. Since the Lord is Vishvatma, he immediately ordered Yogamaya to give protection to Devaki. Bhagavanapi Vishvatma Biditva Kamsajambayam Yadunam Nijanatanam Yogamayam Samadishat. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, The personality Godhead, Vishvatma, the super soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Aradana Srinandantai Vridamya Chai Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpa Trubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So I was born in the darkness of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes to the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So this is the most amazing purport. So many of our very favorite verses are here in this purport. It's just a treasure house of instruction. First Prabhupada explains, Bhaganamapi Visvatma Viditva Kamsajam Bayam. These words are commented upon by Sanatana Goswami. Bayam means fear. In this material existence, we're always fearful. As nobody knows when he's going to breathe his last. Just like a few months ago, people were living very peacefully in Beirut. And completely unexpectedly, huge quantity of ammonium nitrate just exploded, and thousands of people were killed. Sitting inside their home, everybody thinks, I'm safe inside my home. But even within their homes, people were killed. We don't know any time we can be struck down. But Krishna, he's Vishvatma, he's the super soul of everyone. Vishvatma, the soul of everyone. And Prabhupada explains here, this super soul, he's the expansion of Shirudakshai Vishnu. This is the duty of pure Shirudakshai Vishnu. So as we know, Mahavishnu, he creates all the universes. Then Garbhodakshai Vishnu enters in within each universe. Then somewhere in the universe, there's an ocean of milk. And in the middle of the ocean of milk is Sweta Dweep, the white island. And there Shirudakshai is Vishnu is residing. And he does the job of super. So he's living within the heart of every living being. And then Prabhupada quotes one of the most important verses in whole Bhagavad Gita, 13.3, Kshetram Gya Chapi Maham Vidhi. Kshetra Gya Chapi Maham Vidhi Sarva Kshetra Tu Bharata. Because we know that within every living entity, the soul is sitting there within the heart. One time somebody asked Prabhupada, is he sitting or is he standing? Prabhupada closed his eyes and said, he's sitting. He's sitting within the heart. Now the Mayavadis say that soul within the heart, that is Bhagavan. That when we finally realize ourselves, now under illusion we're thinking we're so many different people, but actually we're all one. Just like somebody posted on Facebook, nice story of Prabhupada that he was at some program and they gave him some book, and Prabhupada just looked at it and didn't pay any attention to it. Some Sri Ram Swami or something like that. So the devotee was curious. He picked up the book. He opened up to one page. So that person, Swami, He was addressing a group of foreigners. He says, myself in the form of ladies and gentlemen. We're all one. But here, Krishna varies. One tiny little word in this verse makes this very important. Kshetragya cha. And. Kshetragya means the knower of the kshetras. So living entity, we're the knower of the field of activity. Everybody knows the pains and pleasures of his own body. But Krishna says, Kshetragya cha. I'm also there. Also means two. Just like whenever we see the picture of Madhvacharya, Jai Sisi Gornitai, Sisi Krishna Baldao, Sisi Radhacham, Sundar Lali Tavisa. We always see Madhvacharya like this. So this very important verse, Kshetragya Chapi, I am also Sarva Kshetreshu. What is the difference? Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. I know what's going on inside my body, my mind. But Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata, Krishna, he knows what's going on everyone's mind and body. Just like he told Arjuna, Arjuna is such an elevated soul. He was the friend of Krishna. We can't imagine to be. Even sometimes, Prabhupada, I'm servant of Krishna. No, servant is very great position. I'm trying to be the servant of Krishna. And Arjuna is friend of Krishna. And Krishna is telling him that both of us have seen many, many births. I remember all of them, but you do not. So it's very important. Kshetragya cha. This completely defeats the Mayavada philosophy. Krishna says, I am also. Also means two. So Krishna, he's living in the heart of every living being, directing them. So here Prabhupada explains he wanted to protect Devaki and the Yadus from Kams. So he tells, he instructs Yogamaya. We're going to hear in the next verses. Now in this same connection to this Bayam, Bhagavanapi Svatma Viditva Kamsa Jam Bayam, the fear caused by Kams. Narada Goswami in his Vaishnava Tosini, he explains that Kams is material consciousness. He represents a materialist. He's simply interested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Somehow, at any cost, he wanted to save his life, even at the cost of, he was ready to kill his own sister. And finally, he killed the six sons. And Devaki, she represents Bhakti. And Bhakti, she is afraid of Kams, Bayam. She's afraid of Kams. So the devotee, he's afraid. This is should be the position of devotee. Prabhupada says, especially about Westerners, and now India has also become filled with so many material facilities. Prabhupada says, the problem with you is you're not afraid enough of Maya. When things are not so bad, I have my nice home, I have my nice refrigerator, TV set, I have the latest smartphone. It's not so bad here. We'll do a little Krishna consciousness. No. Any time, without any warning, you'll be kicked out. So this fear, Sanatana Goswami explains, this Devaki's fear comes, clears out all the bad qualities. Because these six sons, who are they? Sanatana Goswami describes, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mud, and Matsarya. Our very dear friends. That we keep so carefully within our hearts. Kam, lust, krodh, anger, kam, krodh, moh, illusion, mud, madness, matsarya, kam, krodh, loba, greed. Just like we see, the whole world is in a dangerous position because we have a whole economy based on greed, loba. Therefore, we don't care. We're destroying the planet. We're destroying the place where we're going to live just for greed, to get some money. So all these friends are sitting within our heart. So Krishna is going to come within that heart, so then how Krishna can come in such a heart filled with all these things? This is Guru's business, to clear all of these things out from the heart. Anarthas. So these six children, they represent Kam, Krodh, Lobh, all these things. By Devaki's fear of Kams, these are cleaned out. And now we just heard that one portion of Ananta appeared within Devaki's womb. Because our acharyas explain, the original Krishna and Balaram, they never leave Vrindavan. Prabhupada was very often citing this verse. Vrindavanam parityajam padamekam nagacchami. Vrindavanam, from Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajam. We know the word tyag. That comes from the verb is tyaj. Vrindavanam parityajam, to completely leave Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajam param ekam. We know param. It's like padiyatra. Param ekam. That's one of the first Hindi words we learned. Ek rupi. Param ekam nagacchami. I don't go even one step out of Vrindavan. The Krishna Balaram, they're never out of Vrindavan. That original Balaram, he was in the womb of Rohini, who was already Vasudeva had sent her to Gokul. So now we're going to hear, very interesting, how Krishna instructs Yogamaya. Next verse, he says, Gacham Didevi Badram. Gacham Brajam, Gacha Brajam, Badram Devi. He calls Yogamaya as Badram, or auspicious one. Because he wants to encourage her. Because now in this next few verses we're going to hear how that's the expansion of Ananta, Ananta's expansion of Balaram. So now Balaram has come in the womb, because that's Guru's business, to make the womb. Balaram, he's Adi Guru, so his business of Guru is to make the heart nice place for the Lord to come. Now our heart is very hard. How Lord can come and stay in our heart? Very hard, filled with so many thorny desires. Not nice place. But he has to make nice place for Lord. It has to be nice and soft place. So Balaram comes, because now Vasudev, the expansion of Lord Krishna, because it's Vasudev who appears from Devaki's womb, so Vasudev is going to come. So Balaram wants to make a nice place. So he appears. So then he's going to tell Yogamaya, you take this embryo from Devaki's womb and transfer him to Rohini's womb. So he said, Badramte, oh auspicious one. Because she's going to say that Ananta, we know, he's holding all the universes on his heads, balancing them. I have to carry him. How is it possible? But Krishna, just to encourage Yogamaya, because when Lord gives some instruction, or the spiritual master gives an instruction, he gives the power to carry out that instruction. He gives us the shakti to carry out that instruction. We have to take advantage of that. So it may seem impossible. Just like I'm remembering this one Kartik, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he told me personally this story, how the Krishna book came. Because Prabhupada was staying in London at Tittenhurst Estate, John Lennon's house. Because they were working on Bury Place, fixing it up, so there was no place for Prabhupada to stay there. So John Lennon let him stay at his estate. And one day, the manuscript for Krishna book arrived. And Prabhupada was very enthusiastic, looking through the pages. And then they began to discuss how much money it was going to cost to print Krishna book. So the BPT had sent the manuscript, they also sent the estimate. So they estimated about $20,000. Now, this is way back in 1969. $20,000 was a lot of money. Now that's just the mortgage payment, some of our temples. $20,000, where are we going to get that kind of, like, thing? We have $200,000 today. 2 lakhs of dollars, where are we going to get? So they began to discuss where we could come up with it. And people were giving different ideas. Then Prabhupada looked at Shamsundar. He said, "You can simply tell your friend George Harrison to pay for it." And Shamsundar said, "But Prabhupada, I never ask him for anything. Whatever he's done on his own. He donated the wood for the beams in Berry Place Temple. There was beautiful redwood beams that Shamsundar carved. It looked like an upside down boat or something. The marble for the floor he donated. Everything, he's volunteered." So, no, you can ask him. "But you don't understand, that's not my relation with him. Tomorrow we're going to go buy the marble for the altar. But that he just volunteered, I never ask him for anything." Prabhupada, if I ask him for something, then I'm like everybody else after his money. Prabhupada said, no, you can ask him. Krishna will help you. Anyhow, he couldn't convince Prabhupada that this was a very bad idea. But Prabhupada said, no, you can ask him, Krishna will help you. So next day, they went with some, I can't remember his, I've forgotten his name just now. He was a famous sculptor, and he was a sculptor laureate of England.
Sculptor.
Huh?
Sculptor.
Yeah. So he was going to help them pick out the marble and give the design for the altar and everything. So they were busy in the marble shops all day long. There was no chance to ask George anything. Then they went to George's house, took nice prasadam, and during prasadam it didn't seem like the proper time to ask the question. So finally, after prasadam, they went to George Harrison's drawing room. Now this must be something British. In America we don't have drawing rooms, and I don't know what a drawing room, but you don't draw there, that's all I know. And they went to his drawing room. And he realized, this is it. After this, we're all going home. I haven't asked a question. So suddenly he got up the courage. There was a little bit of the conversation stopped for a minute. And he said, "George, you know the manuscript for Krishna book came." And George said, "Yes." George became very excited. He said, "Yeah, and Prabhupada was very anxious to print it." And then Shamsundar got an idea. He got an idea. Bing! "I'll make Prabhupada the bad guy. You know in politics how to make someone else the bad guy? I'll teach you right now." He said, "Yes, and Prabhupada asked me to ask you." As he made someone else the bad guy. "Prabhupada asked me to ask you if you could pay for the printing." And George Harrison got a little grave. "How much is it?" Samson said, "Well, it's about $20,000. And George Harrison became even more grave. His face went down. Just then, a lightning bolt hit either right on top of the house or right outside the house, because the flash and the thunder were simultaneous. And the whole house was shaking. And this is an old British house, so the glass was loose in the putty, you know, so the glass in the house was rattling like this. And suddenly, blink, 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 the lights went out. Everything was black. And Shamsundar was thinking, it seemed like an eternity the lights were out. And he was thinking, I told him this is a bad idea. Now I worked so hard to establish this relationship. Now everything is finished." He was just thinking like that. And suddenly, blink, 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 the lights came on. And George Harrison had a smile from ear to ear. And he said, "Well, after that, how can I refuse? Prabhupada told him, you can ask him, Krishna will help you. So, Yogamaya, he's going to tell you, you take that embryo of Devaki and you transfer it to the womb of Rohini. And because, now we'll see in the next few chapters, next few verses, because he will be attracted to the womb of Rohini, he'll be known as Sankarshan, just like we know Krishna comes from the word Akarshan, to attract. Sankarshan, he'll be attracted, therefore he'll be known as Sankarshan. He will be very strong, so he'll be known as Balabhadra. And he will give pleasure to all his family members, he'll be known as Ram. Now there's one great Vaishnava, and our dear friend Hari Parshad, he's translating many of his things. So Hari Suri, he says that Lord gave all the names, right? Now, because somebody may get the doubt. We just heard this nice verse, Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. The Krishna is the Supreme Personality again. But Balaram's appearing as older brother. So older brother generally means superior. So somebody may get doubt. Therefore, Hari Suri says that Krishna, he gave all the names. Because generally, someone in a superior position gives the names. Grandmother, grandfather, auntie, uncle, at least mother and father. They're superior to the child. Someone in a superior position. So Krishna did the name-giving ceremony of Balaram even before he was born, just so no one would get worried, get doubt, who's the Supreme Personality of God? He's the superior. Balaram's his first expansion. So he gave all the names like that. So then everyone understood that Rohini had Devaki had a miscarriage. Kansa was greatly relieved. So then later, it's very interesting, Rohini, when she carried finally to term, Lord Balaram appeared from Rohini's womb. And we know the first thing a child does as soon as they appear, they cry. Is it? Yesterday somebody was discussing how this is one of the miseries of maturity. We can't imagine a misery getting pushed out through this canal that's so short that the bones in the brain, they bend and flex. Horrible situation. Prabhupada is saying here in this purport, we don't want to, we should live our life in such a way that we don't again take another birth. So as soon as the child comes out, first thing he does is, we can't imagine, must be very traumatic. He cries. Everyone else is very happy. The father's running around giving sweets to all his friends. Everybody, all the uncles and aunties and grandparents, everybody's very happy. But the child, his opinion of the whole thing was, wah! But Balaram came out, he didn't cry. He didn't even move. He was like a dull matter. We say jarvastu, just like jarbarat. But whenever Rohini goes to Mother Yasoda, Mother Yasoda takes him on his lap because in Mother Yasoda's womb is Krishna. This is a secret that our acharyas have explained. Krishna, that Vasudeva appeared in Devaki's womb, but the Bhagwan Swayam, Krishna, Sham Sundar, he appeared in Yasoda's womb. So whenever she holds Balaram on her lap, then all of a sudden he starts moving and gets very lively. When he goes back to Rohini, like that. Then finally, 8 days later, Krishna appears. Then Balaram, he's just as lively as ever, like that. So, how to understand all these things? Prabhupada says here in this purport, yoga means link. We want to reestablish our lost relationship. Even the word religion comes from the Latin, religio. Religio means to relink. The Prabhupada is saying that yoga means to link. And so many types of yoga are described in Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna is very clever. He knows he wants to get Arjun to the position of bhakti yoga. Which is like when you go to Loi Bazaar, you sit down and then the shopkeeper, he throws out one sari like this, thing! Then they throw out another one, thing! He's already got in his mind which one he knows. He knows you because you come every year. He knows which one you're going to take. But he shows all these different ones, and then he shows the one that he thinks you're going to take. Then he shows some more, and then again, bing! So Krishna shows everything to Arjuna. But then at the end, he says, yoginam api sarvesam margatena antaratmana sradavan bhajate jo mam same yuktatamo mata. Yoginam api sarvesam. Sarva we know means all. Of all yogis, amongst all the yogis, yoginam api sarvesam margatena antaratmana, one who's always worshipping me within his heart. Antaratmana. Sradavan bhajate jo mam, he's worshipping me with devotional service. Here it specifically mentions bhaj, bhajate jyoma, with devotional service. Probably it's mean worship we give to any demigod, but bhaja, this word bhaja means first to service. We want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who's engaged in devotional service, worshipping me with all his heart, sradave bhajate jyoma. Sami yuktatamo yukt. Yoga comes from this verb yukt. Yukt means to link. Sami yuktatama. Utama, just like we know, just like we were just celebrating, observing this Purushottama month. Purushottama, the greatest. Uttama, above the ignorance. Uttama. Yuktatama means who's most intimately united. We want to link with Lord. Yuktatama, who's most intimately united me with yoga, he's this person. Sradave bhajate jyoma, sradavan bhajate jyoma, who's worshipping me with in devotional service. Of all yogis, he always abides in me with great faith, sradavan, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, bhaja, is most intimately united with yoga and is the highest of all. And Prabhupada says here, gives us some comfort that even if we don't make it, this devotional service is so powerful. It says, yoga brasta, even if you fail, somehow or other you cannot follow the path all the way. Suchidam, what is it? Suchinam srimatan gehe, yoga brasta bijayate. Suchina means Brahman. As Prabhupada explains many times, Brahman means suchi, clean. Prabhupada was so disappointed, whereas we don't know any rules and regulations of cleanliness in West. You see people all the time eating and then just going on their way without washing hand, without washing mouth. Shruti Kirti told so many stories, Prabhupada just screaming, you're a mlecha! But Brahman means suchi, he must be clean. Just like I remember when I was initiated in the lecture, Prabhupada was talking. He says, there's a small Bengali verse. What is that? Muchi hoy suchi hoy yari Krishna bhaji, suchi hoy muchi hoy yari Krishna tyaji. Prabhupada quoted this verse in my initiation lecture. Suchi hoy muchi hoy yari Krishna tyaji. The only one is suchi Brahman, other is muchi. Muchi means cobbler, dealer in animal skin, dead bodies, dead skin. But if one, even if one is Suchi Brahman, but he has no Krishna, Yadi Krishna Tyaji, we're just talking about this, Tyag, Tyaji, he's given up Krishna consciousness, then he immediately becomes Muchi, lowest down. But even if one is Muchi, Suchi ho Yadi Krishna Bhaji. But even if one is lowest down, cobbler, dealer in skin, lowest down, Muchi, he becomes Suchi if he worships Krishna. So Prabhupada looked at us, he said, you take advantage of this small Bengali verse and take up this Krishna consciousness and make your life perfect. And then he called us one by one. This is one of the last initiation ceremonies where Prabhupada did everything. Because later he would chant on his beads in the room and just... they would put them on the end of the microphone stand and Prabhupada would just call everyone. Somebody else would do the yajna. But Prabhupada sat down with all of us. There was about 10 of us. It took a long time. He asked for our beads. We gave our beads to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada held them like this. And I saw exactly how he chanted. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then he rolled the side like this, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. The next one, between the tips of thumb and a finger. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then he, with the sigh, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, like that. Then he would ask what are the four rules and regulations and how many rounds and hand us the beads. And somebody reached, since we were mlechas, so somebody reached with left hands, or probably like that. We don't even know that much that we should reach with our right hand before spiritual medicine. So anyway, so Prabhupada asked me, how many rounds? I said, at least 16. He said, and what are the rules and regulations? I said, no meat eating, no illicit sex life, no gambling. And then I was so nervous in front of my spiritual master, then I went blank. Then my mind just froze. I couldn't think at all. Some Brahmacharini in the background said, no drugs, no drugs. I said, no intoxication. Prabhupada said, yes, no LSD. And Prabhupada laughed at his own joke. It was so sweet. Then he said, and your name is Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu means friend of the humble. And I guess I was still looking so shocked from forgetting one of the Prabhupada said, it is all right. Oh, yes, Prabhupada. The Prabhupada said, take advantage of this short Bengali verse, make your life perfect with this Krishna consciousness. So, we have to become afraid. It's talking about Bayam here, afraid of material existence. This is our problem. You're not afraid enough of material existence. So we'll put our voice to rest here. Any questions we can try to answer? Yes.
As far as that we have to be afraid of Maya, and we are not. One time Prabhupada stood in front of the Yogis, Nandanishwara, and he was praying. So Ansha asked him, Shri Akhala, what did I pray for? He said, I pray that I don't fall into Maya. Then later, Ansha again asked him, Shri Akhala, how can you fall into Maya? He said, I'm praying every day not to fall into Maya. He said, you don't do that, you're not afraid. Another second thing I would like to say, I like that you talk about this verse. I like that you said about this verse, Kshetra Vyad, Chabimandini, as being an important verse. And that is because Kshetra Vyad means the Noah of support. I know you, I know Dhirabhanu, but I'm not Dhirabhanu. The different things, the Noah and the field. And if you look later, there's an elaborate explanation for this very verse. Then Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who sees that all the activities are performed by the body, which is created by nature, but the self does nothing at all. Mm. Because we are penetrating the body's consciousness, like the sun is penetrating the universe. But the actual poor we are not, we desire. Mm. And then the laws of nature, under the control of the super soul, make it possible that we can stretch our head, not otherwise.
And this is also, there's two verses further, that where he says the same thing. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendent to eternal beyond the laws of nature. Despite contact with the body or Arjuna, the soul actually neither does anything nor is entangled. So all the activities are actually organized by the super soul.
Thank you very much. Now, that reminded me of one story that Bhavananda personally told me, because he was the devotee who made me a devotee. So one time, Prabhupada was in Boston, and Bhavananda used to do his massage. So Prabhupada came back from the lecture, and he stood at the very end of his bed. And he looked at Bhavananda, he said, "All my disciples think that I'm a very advanced devotee." And Prabhupada folded his hands, he said, "But I'm always praying to Krishna. Please don't let me fall into Maya." And with that, he leaned back, fell over the edge of the bed, rolled over, in complete control of the senses, he was sound asleep. So this is the position of this is why a pure devotee is a pure devotee. He's always praying, "Please don't let me fall into Maya." Yes, Jigyasu.
You have given the example of Balram killing the place to sit for the Lord.
Yeah.
So we see the Lord is already sitting in the place of each and every heart. So can you explain that? How then he's making Lord to sit there? We have to make clean place to sit the Lord. God is already sitting in the heart of everyone.
In one sense, he's already sitting, but we're not remembering him to make it. Make a place in our hearts to always remember the Lord. He makes a nice place. So there's no other questions. We can all fall down to the very soft and wonderful lotus feet, the great personality who's given us a chance to get free from this fearful and material existence. Srila Prabhupada ki.